Good morning, and welcome to Simply AI. It's Saturday, April 27th. On today's show, we explore the world of neuromorphic computing and its applications, as well as a new AI approach for estimating causal effects using neural networks. Plus, we take a comprehensive review of integrating large language models with graph machine learning. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a fascinating development in artificial intelligence. Neuromorphic computing is an emerging field that seeks to emulate the human brain's neural structures and processing methods in AI systems. This approach offers significant advancements in efficiency and performance for specific tasks. Here to tell us more is our Simply AI correspondent, Bella. Can you explain what makes neuromorphic computing unique compared to traditional AI approaches?
Absolutely, David. Neuromorphic computing leverages algorithms that mimic the neurobiological architectures found in the nervous system. For example, spiking neural networks process binary events or spikes rather than continuous data, making them computationally efficient for handling temporal and spatial information. Neuromorphic systems also incorporate learning rules like spike timing-dependent plasticity, which allows the chips to self-learn and adapt. These brain-inspired mechanisms enable neuromorphic computing to excel at tasks requiring real-time processing and low power consumption.
That's fascinating. Where do you see neuromorphic computing being most useful? What are some potential real-world applications?
Neuromorphic computing has a wide range of potential use cases. In robotics, it can enhance sensory processing and autonomous decision-making. For Internet of Things devices, neuromorphic chips can process data locally, reducing bandwidth usage and latency. This is also beneficial in edge computing scenarios. Some exciting applications include autonomous vehicles, where neuromorphic systems can quickly process complex sensory inputs for real-time navigation. In healthcare, neuromorphic computing can power wearable monitors that detect changes in patient vitals and provide instant alerts. Smart cameras with neuromorphic chips can perform efficient on-the-fly image processing for surveillance, traffic monitoring, and more.
It sounds like neuromorphic computing could revolutionize many industries. How do you see this technology evolving in the future? What advancements can we expect?
The future of neuromorphic computing is very promising. Researchers are working on improving its scalability, efficiency, and adaptability. Advances in material science, such as the development of memristive systems, are expected to significantly enhance the capabilities of neuromorphic chips. Studies on platforms like ArcSeev and IEEE showcase the ongoing progress and potential breakthroughs in this field. As neuromorphic computing evolves, it could lead to devices that are smarter, more responsive, and highly efficient, transforming various sectors from transportation to defense. It's an exciting technology to watch in the coming years.
Thank you, Bella, for that insightful overview of neuromorphic computing and its vast potential. It will be fascinating to see how this brain-inspired approach to AI shapes the future of technology and industry. Speaking of crucial questions in AI, determining the true impact of a particular intervention or treatment on certain outcomes is a key challenge in fields like medicine, economics, and social sciences. This challenge, known as the fundamental problem of causal inference, has led researchers to develop various indirect methods to estimate causal effects from observational data. Here to explain more is our Simply AI correspondent. So what exactly is the fundamental problem of causal inference?
The fundamental problem of causal inference arises from the fact that when we observe an outcome after an intervention, we typically don't know what would have happened under an alternative intervention. In other words, we can't directly compare the outcomes of the same individual or group under both the treatment and control conditions. This makes it challenging to determine the true causal effect of the intervention.
What are some of the existing approaches researchers have used to try to address this problem?
One simple approach is the S-learner, which trains a single predictive model with the treatment variable included as a feature. However, this method can suffer from bias towards estimating zero treatment effect. Another approach is the T-learner, which fits separate models for the treated and untreated groups. But this can have data efficiency issues, especially if one of the groups is much smaller. More sophisticated methods like TARnet, DragonNet, and BCAS have emerged more recently. These leverage representation learning with neural networks to learn more nuanced representations of the data that can help better estimate causal effects.
How do these representation learning approaches work at a high level to try to better estimate causal effects?
Representation learning methods for causal inference typically involve two main components: a pre-representation component that learns representations of the input features, and a post-representation component that maps those learned representations to the outcome of interest. By learning more abstract and meaningful representations of the data, these models aim to better adjust for confounding variables and isolate the true causal effect of the treatment. The pre-representation component is usually a neural network that gets trained in an unsupervised or semi-supervised way. The post-representation component is often a simpler model that estimates the outcome based on the learned representation and the treatment assignment.
It's fascinating to see how machine learning is being used to tackle such a fundamental problem. What do you see as some of the key open challenges in this area?
While representation learning shows a lot of promise for causal inference, there are still many open questions. One is how to interpret the learned representations and validate that they are truly capturing the relevant aspects of the data. Another is how to quantify the uncertainty of the causal estimates, especially in high-dimensional settings. There are also challenges in handling different types of data, like time series or networks. And of course, all of these methods still rely on certain assumptions, like having measured all the relevant confounders. So there's still a lot of work to be done to develop causal AI systems that we can really trust for high-stakes decision-making. But it's an exciting area that is rapidly evolving.
Thanks for the insights on causal inference in AI. It's definitely a critical challenge across many domains. Speaking of complex relationships, let's shift our focus to another powerful tool for representing them, graphs. Researchers are making exciting progress in graph machine learning, especially by integrating graph neural networks, or GNNs, with large language models to tackle diverse graph tasks and enhance generalization through self-supervised learning. A comprehensive review by researchers from Hong Kong, China, and the US dives into the current state of the art. Here to break it down for us is our AI correspondent. So, what did this review reveal about the latest developments in graph machine learning?
This survey provides a really thorough look at how graph machine learning techniques have evolved, from early methods like random walks and graph embeddings, to the advent of graph neural networks, and now the transformative potential of integrating large language models. The researchers highlight how LLMs can help overcome some key limitations of GNNs, like the need for labeled training data and shallow text embeddings that limit semantic understanding. By leveraging the rich linguistic knowledge and few-shot learning capabilities of LLMs, GraphML models can extract much richer node features and align them into unified representation spaces to boost performance on downstream tasks. The paper also takes a deep dive into the concept of graph foundation models as an exciting new paradigm, although this is still a nascent area with much room for further research.
Very interesting. And beyond the core modeling approaches, what did the survey reveal in terms of real-world applications for these cutting-edge graph ML techniques?
The researchers explored a wide range of high-impact application areas. In robotics, graph ML can help robots reason about objects, environments, and tasks to enable more intelligent planning and interaction. For drug discovery, modeling molecular graphs with advanced GNNs and LLMs could accelerate the identification of promising new therapeutic compounds. Other domains they highlight include misinformation detection in social networks, traffic forecasting in transportation networks, and even using knowledge graphs to help large language models retrieve and ground their outputs in curated facts and information. So we're really seeing graph machine learning being applied to tackle important challenges across both research and industry.
Fascinating stuff. Any key challenges or open problems this review pointed to in terms of deploying these GraphML models powered by giant language models?
Absolutely. The operational efficiency of these models is a major challenge the researchers highlighted. Integrating an LLM into a GraphML pipeline, whether through APIs for models like GPT-4 or deploying open source models like Llama, can be extremely computationally intensive and costly. However, they point to some promising directions, like using parameter-efficient fine-tuning methods or compressing models through pruning out redundant components that could help make these approaches more practical. But there's certainly a lot more work to be done to make these powerful GraphML models more accessible and scalable.
Thanks for the insights into this fast-moving space. And speaking of exciting developments, the European Commission has signed a grant agreement to launch a new collaborative research project called STORE, which stands for Shared Database for Optronics Image Recognition and Evaluation. This project brings together 20 partners from across Europe with the goal of building a shared image database and developing AI, algorithms for analyzing data from ground platform imaging systems. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So tell us, what's the significance of this STORE project?
This project is really aiming to push forward the use of AI and deep learning techniques in military applications, specifically for land combat situations. By creating this shared database of defense imagery, the partners can work on developing algorithms that can automatically analyze that data and provide tactical insights to soldiers on the battlefield. The idea is that by combining advanced optronic sensors with AI, it can augment the warfighter's perception, enhance their situational awareness, and ultimately help them make faster decisions to improve survivability in combat.
And what's unique about the approach they're taking with this shared database?
A key aspect is that they're really focusing on issues of data governance and developing sovereign technologies in a cost-effective way. By pooling resources and expertise from across Europe, they can create this foundational database that will enable the development and evaluation of different AI solutions. It's a collaborative approach to a common challenge, and by keeping it within Europe, it allows them to maintain control over sensitive defense data and capabilities.
How does this project fit into the bigger picture of AI development and usage in defense applications?
It's part of a growing trend of militaries looking to harness the power of AI to gain an edge on the battlefield. Many see it as a key technology for the future of warfare. But developing effective AI requires vast amounts of data to train the algorithms. Projects like STORE are laying the groundwork by creating these large shared databases that can be used by researchers to advance the state of the art. At the same time, there are ongoing debates about the ethical implications of AI in warfare and the need for robust governance frameworks, which is something the STORE project seems to be mindful of as well.
It will certainly be interesting to see how this project progresses and what sorts of AI capabilities it enables for European militaries. Thanks for the insights into this new European collaborative research project on AI and optronics for defense applications. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.